From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democrats are calling for a congressional investigation into the Trump administration's dealings with Russia a day after National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigned following reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
The first is that it's very important, I think, for us to do a thorough investigation of any contacts between the Trump campaign and any Russian officials during the course of that campaign. Among, I think, the very serious allegations have been that there were a course of contacts that is within the scope of what the House Intelligence Committee will be investigating.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Trump made the right decision to ask for Flynn's resignation.
I think the key is this, that as soon as this person lost the president's trust, the president asked for his resignation, and that was the right thing to do.
U.S. news accounts say Flynn and the Russian ambassador discussed sanctions former President Barack Obama imposed on Moscow late last year for its interference in the U.S. presidential election in an effort to boost Trump's chances of winning. Trump named another retired Army general, Keith Kellogg, as the acting National Security Advisor, with at least two other former ranking military members in line to become the permanent National Security Advisor. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the economy is improving, enough to consider raising interest rates during the next few months. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen told a congressional committee Tuesday that she expects the economy to continue at its modest pace of expansion. Yellen warned that waiting too long to raise rates could allow inflation to spike and force the Feds to raise rates abruptly in the future, damaging economic growth. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense.
Defense spending is important because we have to invest in our security when the world has become more dangerous. And that is, of course, a strong message from President Trump and from the new U.S. administration. But it's actually also the message from 28 allies, because they all have agreed. And therefore, I expect them also to deliver.
Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels ahead of the meeting that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but that only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting the targeted goals for donations. NATO ministers will meet for 2 days beginning Wednesday. A U.S. federal judge has temporarily halted the enforcement of President Trump's ban on entering the United States, ruling Monday that the case challenging the ban itself will move forward. The decision comes as another federal judge issued a new injunction to keep the ban from being implemented in the state of Virginia. The Trump administration says it is within its authority to institute the ban, citing the need to protect the nation's security. The UN Security Council is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Sunday as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. Mr. Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile programs a big, big problem and vowed to deal with the matter very strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The U.S. Defense Department condemned the missile tests and repeated that the U.S. is prepared to defend itself against a ballistic missile attack. South Korean authorities say the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was assassinated Monday in Malaysia. South Korean media reported North Korean female agents using poisoned needles killed Kim Jong-nam at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport as he waited to board a plane for Macau. An investigation is underway into the circumstances surrounding his death. And the United States has designated Venezuela's vice president as an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. The U.S. says Tariq Alasmasi controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotic traffickers operating in the South American country over a period of years. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.